Ni hao, Huan Ying.
Ni hao, Huan Ying. Hello, and welcome.
We're going to do the whole thing like that. No. How about I pray before we open up God's word together?
来我们低头祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the creator of all things.
主我们的神，你是创造万有的主。
We thank you that you came in Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，你借着耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
That Jesus died and rose again, proving that he will be judge of all.
主我们知道，你来到这个世界，你死，你复活，你要将来要审判这个世界。
We ask today that you might give us eyes to see what it is you want us to learn from your scriptures.
今天愿你给我们这样的眼睛，能够让我们能够学到从圣经中让我们学到。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
I wanted to say one more thing before I started. I love when we come and sing like this.
今天愿顺是，就是我们喜，他说非常的愿喜欢我们大家在一块共同的敬拜。
It gets me a little bit emotional sometimes.
It
makes me think of heaven and when we will sing all together.
当我们共同的来唱诗的时候，我们的心感觉到非常的高兴。
But enough of that emotional stuff. When I was in year 11, I went on a short-term mission to Papua New Guinea, and I lived in a few villages like we saw in the videos.
但是我11岁的时候去巴比亚、新几内亚去端选。 在那里的村庄呢，我住了一段时间，在那个那里村子，就像我们刚才的video上所看的那些个村子一样。
Sorry, that was a bit longer. It was different because I had to actually sleep on the floor.
那个是完全不同的世界，因为在那里呢，我就是在这个地板上就睡觉。
I got so used to it that when I came home, I actually slept on the floor for a few weeks.
你知道，我在那时候，我天天睡躺在地板上睡觉，我已经习惯了。等到我回来，回到澳洲的时候，我也在地板上睡了几周。My
brother thought I was very strange.
我的弟弟觉得非常的太离奇了。But
it was a different world, a very different world.
因为是一个完全不同的世界。I
witnessed people worshiping our God, yes, but I also witnessed people worshiping other gods, idols.
我亲眼目睹那里的人怎么样敬拜我们的神，我也看到了那么的人怎么样来敬拜他们的神，就是那些偶像。And
it was confronting. It was a shock.
面对面的看到这些事的时候，其实令我非常的震惊。We
call this culture shock.
我们称这个呢叫做文化冲击。Paul
in Acts has this experience, a type of culture shock.
我们知道保罗在使徒行传的时期上就经历了这一类型的文化冲击。The
way he sees the culture, the people, the city of Athens shocks him. It disturbs him.
他在雅典所看到的文化，看到这个城市的人，让他震惊，让他不安。And
it causes him to react.
使得他不得不做出反应来。And
what it is that he reacts to and how he reacts is really informative for us.
他做出什么反应呢？他怎么样反应呢？实际上，对我们今天来是非常有帮助的。Paul
is reacting to idolatry because it was rampant in Athens.
保罗在那里来反击这个偶像的崇拜，因为在雅典，偶像的崇拜是很猖獗的。We
need to ask: Are we reacting like Paul?
我们需要问问，我们是不是也像保罗那样反应呢？Do
we have culture shock?
我们是不是每个人也有？
All of us.
我们是不是每个人都这样呢？
When we look at the ignorant worship of idols in our culture,
当我看到在我们的文化里，人们在无知的拜那些偶像的时候，
be it Eastern or Western,
不管是在东方还是在西方，
it is there.
实实在在的偶像崇拜就在这里。
The reversal of God's and creation's position with numerous God substitutes happens within our world.
我们知道这个偶像崇拜的就是把逆转了神和创造物的之间的位置，我们用很多东西来代替了神。And
so we need to ask, do we feel like Paul?
我们想问一问，我们是不是有保罗那样的感觉呢？
Do we react like Paul?
我们是不是像保罗那样做出反应呢？
Do we think like Paul?
我们是不是跟保罗有同样的想法呢？
All of this will come back to whether we see like Paul.
我们这一切都要回到我们看看保罗所看见的。
Or are we blind to idols?
或者是我们自己可能完全对我们周围的偶像完全的盲目，看不见。
Some that we ourselves might be worshipping, or blind to the thousands of millions of people ignorantly putting their hope in idols.
我们看到成千上万的人，甚至上百万的人，无知的把他们的盼望寄托在偶像的身上。
In today's passage, Paul sees and feels just like God would want us to.
我们知道，在今天的这个段落中呢，保罗所看到、所感觉的，就是神要我们在这里看到的。
And then he exposes the errors of idol worship by focusing on who our God is.
他接着通过让我们认识神，让我们的眼睛定睛在真神的身上，来指出偶像崇拜的错误。
Now Paul has just come from Thessalonica, where he was thrown out of town.
我们知道上一次我们讲的呢，这个保罗呢，刚刚的被从帖撒罗尼迦赶出城来。
And then he entered into Berea.
后来他去了比利亚。
But the Jews in Thessalonica heard about this.
你知道，在帖撒罗尼亚的犹太人听到这个消息呢。
And so they came along and started stirring up trouble.
他们后来，他们开始来了就找麻烦。
So Paul was escorted to Athens, and in verse 16, we read that he is waiting, and he's waiting for Silas and Timothy to come and join him.
所以呢，有人把保罗护送到雅典，然后在16节我们看到，他在这里正等着希拉和提摩太前来。
In a way, Paul is getting a fantastic opportunity for a holiday.
我们知道，从一个方面说，这是保罗度假的绝好的机会。
Just like Ange soon. Not that there's people stirring up trouble for Ange, but just like Ange, we'll go on holiday soon.
就像保罗，就像 Ange 牧师，他要去度假一样。
I mean, I hear Athens is nice.
我听说啊，雅典是非常的漂亮。
Maybe Paul's gone to work on his tan.
我们知道，可能保罗在那里去让他的皮肤晒黑了。
But even while Paul is waiting, even while Paul is holidaying,
即使保罗在度假的时候，在等着的时候，
he can't help but view the world like God does.
他忍不住要去看看这个周围的世界，就像神要看的一样。
And so we read in verse 16.
我们读十六节。
While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see the city was full of idols.
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
We see that Paul saw and felt something.
我们看到保罗看到了一些东西，他感觉到什么东西。
And firstly, what did he see? Because what he saw caused the feelings.
我们知道首先看到了什么呢？因为他看到的引起了他的感觉。
It wasn't the beauty and the brilliance of the city.
他看到的不是这个城市的美丽与辉煌。
But it was the city's idolatry. The city was full of idols.
他看到了这个城市的偶像崇拜，这个满城都是偶像。
And the way it is written suggests the city was under the idols, covered, smothered, entrapped by these idols.
我们知道这里描述的说，这个整个的城市就在偶像之下，被偶像覆盖，被偶像窒息，被偶像包裹。
The innumerable temples, the shrines, the statues, and altars immediately caught Paul's eye.
当保罗进入雅典的时候，他首先引入他的眼帘的就是那些无数的寺庙、偶像、神社、祭坛。
And he was greatly distressed.
他感觉到非常的痛心、焦急。
He saw the idols, but the beauty and the magnificence didn't distract him at all.
因为他看到了偶像，虽然偶像非常的美丽、非常的灿烂，但是并没有分散他的注意力。
Instead, he was distressed. This distress is like he was provoked.
相反，他感觉到非常的痛心，甚至他被激怒了。
He was offended. He felt grief and anger at this.
他非常的生气，他感觉到悲伤，他感觉到愤怒。
And this is just like God would have felt. He felt divinely jealous.
这就像神所感觉的，因为他为着神对这些偶像有忌邪的心。
And this is right. This is right for him to feel.
但他有这种感觉，当然是非常正确的。
It is like someone coming into a marriage relationship, a third party.
就像啊，有一个人他进入了婚姻关系。
Someone coming along, say, to my marriage and taking my wife away.
就像一个人说，当他进了我的婚姻，把我的妻子给带走了。
They have no right to do that, do they?
他们没有这样的权利这样做，是不是？
She's my wife.
她是我的妻子。
And this is the same with God, because He is the Lord.
同样神也是这样，因为神是主。
And so he has every right to be jealous when people worship idols or other things.
当时别人当人们来拜偶像的拜别的东西的时候，神应当有那个忌邪的心。
Paul felt jealous like God. In fact, Paul felt jealous for God.
保罗为着神有那忌邪的心。
But Paul also felt moved to share the good news. Verse 17 shows that he had compassion.
但是保罗呢，也觉得有感动，要给他们来分享这福音。
Compassion because people were ignorantly worshiping idols; they were under the weight of false gods.
因为十七节显明，他深表同情，因为他们看着人们无知的拜偶像，实际上是人们都在偶像假神的重压之下。
And so, do we see like Paul saw?
我们看到保罗所看到的了吗？
Are we viewing our world this way, getting, you know, culture shock?
当我们是不是以这样的方式来看待我们的世界呢？我们也会感到文化的冲击。
And so then feeling distressed, feeling compassion as well.
当你看像神那样的让你看到的话，你会感觉到痛心，会感觉到焦急，会对那些拜偶像的人充满了同情。
There was a missionary who worked in India. His name was Henry Martin.
有一个啊宣教士，他在印度去宣教，这个人叫亨利·马丁。
And during his time there, he went to see a Hindu procession, and he wrote it down in his diary, and he describes it like this.
你知道，在他那个时代，他去看印度教的庆典，那印度人他们拜偶像嘛。当他看到这的时候，他描述他自己的心里的反应。
Before the stumps of images, for they were no better than stumps.
他说，好多人拜倒在那些树桩子的偶像前。其实这些人比树桩子、比树墩子也好不了多少。
Some of them prostrated themselves, striking the ground twice with their foreheads.
说这些个人就用磕头啊，他就用他们的前额来碰地，两次碰地。
This excited more horror in me than I can well express.
他说啊，我这印度人这么的做，在我里面所引起的恐惧、所引起的愤怒，远非我的语言可以表达的。
I thought.That if I had words, I would preach to the multitudes all day, even if I lost my life for it.
他说，如果我有神的话语的话，我会整天的给这些人传福音，哪怕我自己丧失了生命。
Listen to the passion.
你听听。
Listen to his horror.
你听听保罗的激情，你听听保罗在他的言语里所表现出来的愤怒、恐惧。
It is shocking when we see cultural differences.
当我们看到文化差异的时候，的确是让我们令人震惊。
Differences that highlight idol worship, bowing down to stumps.
这个就突出了什么叫偶像崇拜，就是像那些树墩子叩拜呀。
For that is all they were, stumps, lifeless stumps.
因为那个不过是树墩子，是没有生命的东西。
Now, Liam Bo told me the story of a brother who was back in China who visited an elder's family.
我曾经告诉这个弟兄故事说呢，啊。有一个弟兄呢，去拜访一个长老的家庭，一个教会的长老啊。
So that's an elder of the church, one of the leaders.
他是啊，教会的长老，是这个教会的领袖。
The brother wanted to offer some support because the family needed that help.
当这个人呢，想去那个家庭去给他提供一些帮助。
And Liam Bo told me when he entered his home, he was shocked.
当他走进家里的时候，他惊异了。
There before him was a big.Idol in his home where he worshipped it.
当他进入他家里，看着在他家里一个大大的偶像就在他前面前。其实他们整个的家庭在拜偶像。
And we are no different in the West, or if you've come to the West.
当我们来到西方的时候，其实西方也并不比我们好多少。
When I came back from Papua New Guinea,
当我从
sorry,
新几内亚回来的时候
，the shock was worse.
你知道吗？我的冲击更大。
They call that reverse culture shock.
他们称之为呢逆向的文化冲击。
So we flew back into the Gold Coast, and I was just walking around the streets and still sleeping on the floor.
你知道我呢那时候去飞往黄金海岸，我走在大街上，那个时候我仍然在那个地板上躺着睡觉的时候。
But as we walked around, seeing the materialism the whole city was under, it was oppressive.
你知道当我看的时候，走在这个布里斯班那个黄金。海岸的大街上呢，看到整个的城市都在物质主义底下。
Everything was crying out, "Worship me!"
每一个东西几乎都冲着我喊，来拜我吧。
So just thinking about the hold that money and wealth, promotion and reputation has on people,
你要想想这些钱财、这些财富、升迁、声誉，其实紧紧地抓住每一个人。
It distressed me because our city is full of idols, but we easily become blind to it.
这个也同样让我的心里感到痛心，因为我们的城市满了偶像，但是我们很容易对这些个偶像的东西视而不见。
And this is devastating. Firstly, because it means we can be the ones that are bowing down.
你知道这是非常有毁灭性的，因为这个意味着我们就是那些个像偶像鞠躬敬拜的那些人。
We can be the ignorant ones.
我们可能就是像那些无知的人一样。
Lianbo tells me that Buddhism still draws Christians in China and even here to bow down to their idols.
你知道佛教呢，仍然在中国吸引了很多的人。即使在这里，人们也是在拜偶像。
But he also says that as brothers and sisters, we actually share in Western idolatry too.
但是我们来到这里，来西方之后，我们也分享了西方的偶像的崇拜。
We all bow down to ideologies, to fame, wealth and power, to sex, food, alcohol and other drugs.
你知道，我们都跪拜啊，现在的意识形态，名望、财富、权力、食物、酒精和毒品。
To our spouse or our children or our children's success, to our friends, to our work, to our career.
甚至我们拜我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们孩子的成功、我们的朋友、工作、职业、娱乐。
We bow down to recreation, television, and our possessions.
我们啊拜倒在娱乐、电视和我们的财产的上面。
We become blind to it, even to making church an idol. Yes, church.
我们对很多的偶像视而不见，即使在偶像，即使在教会里，是的，就是在教会里也是这样。
It is easy to start worshiping church in our perspective of what church should be.
我们是很容易来崇拜教会，认为啊，教会在我的里面，原来教会是怎么样子的。
We care about more how the building is, what is and isn't done during a Christian service.
我们更关心的啊，我们的教会的建筑怎么样了？我们在聚会中我们做了什么？没有做什么
？Rather than seeking to worship our God,
我们没有用心在敬拜神。
We become ignorant. We become the ones that don't even realize we're doing it.
我们啊变成无知的人，甚至我们自己完全的没有意识到这一点。
But secondly,When we don't see it like Paul did, then we don't feel it like Paul did.
如果没有看到保罗所看到的，我们就不会感觉到保罗所感觉到的。
And so we don't respond with distress. We don't respond with compassion.
我们感觉不到痛心焦急，我们对人没有同情的心。
We aren't provoked by the idolatrous nature of our cities.
我们对我们城市的偶像并不激怒。
We aren't confronted by people's devotion to idols.
我们对那些个啊虔诚的拜偶像的人也不告诉他们。
Are we seeing like Paul? Are we feeling like Paul?
我们是不是像保罗看到的那样呢？我们是的感觉，我们是不是像啊感觉的保罗所感觉的呢？
Because look how Paul reacts. Look what Paul did and said after seeing and feeling what he did.
我们看到保罗是看的，看看保罗他在看见。他在感觉之后，他所做的，他怎么说的
？Paul saw and was distressed by the city being full of idols, and so in verse 17 he does something.
我们知道保罗看见整个的城市都在偶像的之下，他在十七节里就做了一些事情。
Verse 17 says, "So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace, day by day with those who happened to be there."
于是他在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人每天。都是在集市上给遇见的人辩论。
A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?"
有还有伊比古罗和斯多亚两门学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语，他说什么呢
？Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection.
有的说，哎呀，他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的时候。外邦鬼神呢？因为保罗其实在传讲耶稣基督和复活的道。
In the next few verses, we see they then take him to the Areopagus. Sorry.
后来呢，他们呢就把保罗带到亚律巴古那里去。
And they put Paul and his ideas on trial because verse 21 tells us these people spent their time talking about and listening to the latest ideas.
因为他们呢这样呢就把保罗和他的思想呢放在检验当中。因为二十一节说这些个人，这些个雅典人，他们就借着听这个最近的新闻来消磨时间。
And here came Paul with something sounding very strange.
你知道保罗来了，带了一些东西，他们听起来很奇怪。
But Paul saw, he felt, and so he did what he always did.
保罗看到了，保罗感觉到了，然后他就做神要他做的。
He went to the synagogue, didn't he?
他进入会堂，是不是？
Still not much of a holiday, I don't think.
好像还是不是在度假。
But he did it to preach the good news because he was compelled to.
他去这样做是要他去传福音，他觉得他有责任要给他传福音。
And he didn't stop there. He went to the marketplace and met these philosophers and disputed with them.
不止如此，他到市场上去，到与那些哲学家来辩论。
Now they didn't like him much, but Paul still engaged, didn't he?
保罗，他们虽然不喜欢保罗，但是保罗仍然给他们传福音。
He did something because of what he had seen. Paul engaged.
我们知道，虽然他们不喜欢，但是保罗仍然全力以赴的来给他们传讲福音。
And for him, it was important who it was that he was addressing, because how he then speaks to the next is related to that.
你知道，他积极行动，因为他所看到的，让他去给那些人传福音。
He wants to address their way of thinking to expose the errors in how they worship.
他想给他们传福音，想啊，按照他们的思维方式给他们传福音，来揭露偶像崇拜的错误。
And just like we should want to, he wanted to present his God, our God, as the answer.
他想让他的神作为这些偶像崇拜的人，作为他们的解决的方法。
And so he makes a contact point, and then he gives this full big description of our God.
他想给他们找一个共同的基础点，好让他们完全的来认识我们的神。
The contact point, verse 22. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious."
第二十节，二节，保罗站在亚律拔谷当中说：“众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship.I even found an altar with this inscription.
我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着
"To an unknown God."
一未知之神，未知之神。
Now, what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
你自己所不认识而敬拜的，我现在要告诉你。
He starts with a point of contact and highlights their ignorance, actually, doesn't he?
他从一个啊联系点来开始，来显明他们的无知。
Last week, Ange reminded us at the 11 a.m. that we need points of contact, connection points.
上一周啊，安哲牧师提醒我们，我们应该跟人建立关系，建立一个联系的点。
We actually need to know the ideas and thoughts of people today, and then be able to engage with them.
我们需要知道人他现在思想想的是什么，我们才能给他们有正常的交流。
Longing to show them the true God and the full description Paul gives next needs to be ours too.
我们知道，我们应当把保罗所传的福音传给他们。
Because it directly confronts idolatry and directly comes from the biblical account.
因为这个直接的挑战他们的偶像崇拜，而这一切都是来自于圣经的。
Paul proclaims the true and living God in 5 ways.
保罗在五个方面来传讲这个又真又活的神。
Starting where the Bible does, with God as the creator, and finishing where it does too, God as the judge.
他从神是一个创造主开始，结束呢是以神是一个审判者来结束，就像圣经这么做的一样。
Firstly, Paul presents God as the personal creator and the personal Lord of all that exists.
保罗首先解释了神是一个有位格的创造主，他是一个有位格的，就像人一样，他是万物的主宰。
Verse 24, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands.
他说创造宇宙和其中万物的永生的神，他是天地的主宰，他不住在人手所造的庙里。
So it is absurd to think that he lives in a shrine. You cannot localize or limit him.
你要想想说神要住在一个庙里实在是太可笑了，因为人根本就不能把神局限在一个地方或者限制他。
And nothing just happens by chance. No, he made it.
我们知道我们任何发生的事都不是偶然的，是神 创造了一切。
And having made it, he then sustains all life too. In verse 25,
神不仅是创造了一生命，他也维系着所有的生命，就像在二十五节所说的。
And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
你知道神他不是不需要用人的手来服侍，自己好像缺少什么，神自己倒把生命、气息和万物赐给所有的人。
Paul makes it very clear: we depend on God; He does not depend on us.
保罗在这里说的非常的清楚，我们是依靠神而生活，神不靠着我们。
Idolatry reverses that completely.
我们知道偶像崇拜完全的逆转了神和人的角色。
Paul wanted to make it very clear that this applies to all people. So in verses 26 to 29, he reveals this.
保罗想更清楚地表明，其实这是以所有的人，在26到29节，他说到神是每个国家的主宰。
He reveals that God is the ruler of all nations. He made all nations from one man.
神，他说神是所有国家的统治者，他从一个人造出地上万族的人。
He determined their times, their exact places.
并且预先定制了他们的年限和所住的疆界。
And his fourth point emphasizes this, that as the Lord, he's shown to be the father of all human beings.
第四点他所要强调的是，神是我们的父亲，是人类的父亲，我们都是神的儿女。
All are his offspring, all receive life from him.
你知道我们都是神的儿女，我们都是从神所生的，是神把生命气息。
And so again, it is absurd to think of him as like silver or gold or stone, lifeless things.
你要是把金子、银子或者石头做的这些没有气息、没有生命的偶像当作神来拜，实在是太可笑了，因为这都是出乎人的想象。
And so Paul then comes full circle because he started with human ignorance as the reason for this discussion.
我们知道保罗一开始都是说到人类拜偶像的原因是因为无知，结论还是人类的无知。
And now he concludes with human ignorance again.
结论的时候还是说到人类是无知的。
By inscribing to an unknown God, the people of Athens had declared their ignorance.
保罗，雅典人在坛上写着那个词，写着未知之神，在这个宣布的就是他们自己是无知的。
Paul says, just because you're ignorant doesn't make you innocent.
保罗说，不是因为你无知就证明你没有罪。
Verse 30. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
三十节说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不见察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
因为神已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且借耶稣从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据。
Just because you're ignorant doesn't make you innocent, Paul says.
保罗说，不是说因为你无知你就没有罪。
Think about how much this should motivate us to speak, to tell people.
想想这应当激励我们，应当去把福音告诉别人。
Paul writes in Romans 1 that God has actually shown himself and that he has been made plain to all for judgment.
你知道在罗马书的第一章保罗说神已经将他自己显明给世人为要施行审判。
And here speaking to the people at Athens in Acts, he reminds us.
他在这里同样也给雅典人说你其实是在提醒我们。
God has passed over this ignorance in the past, but now,People must repent.
你知道神对我们过去的无知，神既往不咎。但是现在，我们神呼召我们每个人都需要认罪悔改。
For a day is coming, a day of judgment where Jesus will judge the world.
因为有一天审判的大日要来，在那天耶稣要审判这个世界。
Now I've never needed glasses, as you can see. I can see some of you have glasses.
你知道我以前从来不戴眼镜的。你知道啊。我以前是戴眼镜。
But when I was in primary school, one of my best friends got glasses.
你知道，在我在小学的时候呢，我这个最好的朋友，他戴着眼镜。
And I thought they were pretty cool.
我觉得他很酷。
And so I asked my parents if I could have some.
他说我问我的父母，我能不能戴一戴副眼镜。
And they said no, because your eyes are fine.
他说不用，你的眼镜好的。
So I thought, okay, well, I'll wreck my eyes.
他说啊，如果你不让戴眼镜，我就把我的眼睛弄坏了。
And so I used to read like this.
他说我真的是读书就是这样的读。
And every day I would read, and then I'd whinge to my teacher saying I couldn't read properly. I think my eyes are wrecked.
他说他这样读书看不清来，跟老师说，他说我的眼睛坏了。
And she'd say, just lower the book, Brett.
他说你把那书拿得远一点就看见了。
But I wanted the glasses. I wanted to wreck my eyes. And by doing that, by getting really close, I would have actually wrecked my eyes eventually.
他说哎我呢就是为了要拿的戴眼镜吧，我就把我的眼睛弄坏。
Being so in our culture and up close sometimes removes that culture shock we should feel.
有的时候我们在我们的啊这个文化里，我们感觉不到这种文化的冲击。
We become blinded to the idols in our world.
我们对我们这个世界的偶像，我们完全的盲目看不见了。
We are blinded without the gospel.
没有福音的话，我们看不见。
And so we need glasses that mean we see as Paul saw.
我们需要戴上眼镜，我们能看见保罗所看见的。
Not just glasses, but new eyes, really.
我们不仅是说戴眼镜，是有个新的眼光。
That mean we see and have a disgust at idols.
我们能够看见偶像，能够厌恶那些偶像。
Develop a compassion for those ignorantly worshipping idols and have a willingness to know, find contact, and actually engage.
对那些没有知识来崇拜偶像的人。充满怜悯，充满同情，能够跟他们联系，能够把福音传给他们。
Because the end of verse 31 reminds us that Jesus' death and particularly his resurrection are the proof.
你知道，在三十一节的末尾提醒我们，耶稣的死，尤其是他的复活，就是他要来审判这个世界的明证。
They are the proof that he will come to judge. And so, if we believe in the resurrection, we need the eyes to match.
如果我们相信耶稣的死而复活的话，我们应当知道耶稣要来审判这个世界。
Many won't want to believe in the resurrection from the dead.
我们知道很多人不相信死人复活。
Just like many from Athens, that they'll just sneer.
就像很多的雅典人一样，他们只是讥笑。
Others might actually want to know, as verse 32 shows us.
32节显明了有些人想知道的更多。
And we hope and pray that others might hear the gospel and they might repent and they might follow.
我们希望人们当听到福音之后，他们能够悔改，他们能够跟随主。
Verse 33 to 34 show that Paul's holiday mission wasn't a failure.
34-33节这两节表明保罗在假日宣教并没有失败。
Some follow him, including one of the Areopagus.
因为有一些人跟随他，其中包括亚律巴古的一个官。
People were saved.
人们得到了拯救。
And this is all because Paul saw and felt, and so he did and said something.
人们得到了拯救，是因为保罗看到，然后感觉到，然后他说了，传了福音。因为他所做的，有人得到了拯救。
What he said needs to be secure in our minds that God is our creator and that God is the judge.
保罗所说的应当我们今天牢记在我们的心里，神他是个创造主，神也是审判官。
And so for that reason, when we see people worshipping idols, it should distress us and cause a reaction.
并且为了这个原因，当我们看到人们拜偶像的时候，我们应当对他们充满怜悯，我们应当感到痛心，我们应当去传福音给他们。
Our problem, brothers and sisters, might be that we are blind to idols.
我们的问题是可能我们看不到我们生命中的偶像。
If you were to walk into our house, you might not see a big idol like the elder.
啊，你要走进我们的家里去，我们可能看不见像那个长老的家里，他家里有偶像。
But we have all sorts of other little idols hidden away.
但是我们每个人都有可能有看不见的偶像。
We need to see them.
我们需要能够辨明那些偶像。
Because we won't speak as Paul spoke, we won't feel as Paul felt if we're not able to see as Paul saw.
如果我们不能看到保罗所看到的，我们就不会有保罗那样的感觉，也不会像保罗那样的说话和行事。
I'm going to pray that we have those eyes.
我为你祷告，希望你有那样的眼睛。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the Creator God.
天父，我感谢赞美你，因为你是创造的主宰。
We thank you that you have raised Jesus from the dead and established him as judge.
我们谢谢你，你让耶稣从死里复活，你让他做世人的审判官。
We ask that those truths and the fact that so many people are following idols，
我们知道在这个世界上很多的人拜着偶像。
That these things might cause us to see them and actually react。
求你来帮助我们，让我们看到我们所看的，让我们像保罗那样也来做出反应。
Help us and cause us to feel distress. Help us and cause us to feel compassion for the lost.
帮助我们对那些个拜偶像的人心里充满点怜悯，让我们对那些失丧的人来给他们传福音。
And then give us the ability to engage so that people might be saved.
帮助我们能够给他们传福音，使他们能够得到拯救。
In Jesus Christ, our Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
谢谢，
谢谢。Thank you.